The FBI issued warnings over the weekend that terrorists may target nuclear power plants or use small aircraft for suicide attacks, as criticism continues about the role the Bureau played before September 11th. Democrats are urging an independent commission to investigate who knew what when. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle says President Bush and Vice President Cheney repeatedly asked him not to investigate. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
The most damaging criticism of the FBI is coming from within the department.
Well, that's right. Colleen Rowley, the FBI lawyer in Minneapolis, sent this 13-page letter that we started to hear about at the end of the week. She sent it to the congressional investigators into the pre-September 11th events and to the director of the FBI, really very strongly saying that she thought the FBI failed in following up on the information that it was getting from their office and from the office in Phoenix, Arizona. And their office, of course, is the one that had arrested Zacharias Massaoui and then tried to get to his computer because they were convinced that he did have terrorist connections. FBI headquarters in Washington kept saying no, kept saying that they couldn't go and ask for a warrant to do that because they would be turned down. And apparently the back and forth got so strenuous that she says that agents in the Minneapolis office started to joke and say, does Osama bin Laden have a mole in the headquarters in Washington? Why are they being so adamant that we not do this? And the FBI people in Minneapolis went separately to the CIA, which is quite remarkable for them to do. They were reprimanded for doing it, but she feels so strongly that this was something that the FBI should have followed up on, that she wrote this 13-page footnoted letter, and now I'm quoting a portion of it that was in Time magazine today, where she says, although I agree that it's very doubtful that the full scope of the tragedy could have been prevented, it's at least possible we could have gotten lucky and uncovered one or two more of the terrorists in flight training prior to September 11th, just as Massaoui was discovered. In other words, she thinks that it's possible that they could have averted some of the disaster. So that's very strong.
Any sign the FBI will change the way it does business?
Well, it's very hard to get the FBI to change the way it does business, and people talk on and on about the culture at the FBI and all of that. Director Mueller has said that he wants to do a streamlining of the process, bring in some people from the CIA to aid in the whole question of dealing with terrorists. But again, Agent Rowley, or Lawyer Rowley, says the worst thing they can do is concentrate more power at Washington, that's where the problem is.
The congressional reaction's been very strong. Is that purely political, or is there a policy goal in mind?
It's mainly political, and it's Democrats trying to find some way to get some sort of traction off of this. But there are people like Porter Goss, who is the head of the House Intelligence Committee and a Republican and a former CIA agent, who strongly wants to get to the bottom of this. Richard Shelby, the Republican who's the ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, has also said the American people deserve to know what's happened here. And I think it's more that. It's more a getting to the facts than a policy change. But, of course, what the administration is learning is that even if they keep this investigation in the intelligence committees, people are going to learn facts that the administration doesn't like. This memo of Colleen Rowley's happened because she sent it to the intelligence committees doing the investigation.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.